You know, I don't know if you've seen this story, but with all the rotten weather, especially that some of the eastern United States are getting, tempers will flare, even tempers of police officers. There's a NBCWashington.com story about a D.C. police officer, police detective, went nuts after kids pelted his Hummer with snowballs at 14th and U Streets northwest a couple of days ago. A police officer allegedly got out of his car, started waving his gun around. He did not immediately identify himself as a police officer. He calmed down once his fellow police officers arrived. Apparently someone called 911 to report a man with a gun. The snowball fight had been well hyped on Twitter. The news of the incident first broke there, I'm looking at some pictures of it here on the webpage. But you get into a situation like this. First of all, the weather's driving you nuts. The roads are bad. The stress is going. You're a police officer, and you pull into an intersection, and I'm looking at it. I'm guessing there's 75, maybe 100 people out here. You don't know what's going on, and you're starting to get pelted with things. I'm not defending the officer for getting out and pulling his gun, because certainly someone could have been hurt. Someone could have been killed, an accidental discharge, whatever. But I do understand the frustration and encourage everyone that use your common sense. Don't let your emotions get the best of you, especially in bad weather. I live in a country, in an area where there's a lot of bad weather, 50 below, storms, whiteouts. You can't see. You panic. You don't know what to do. And when you're a cop in D.C., and all of a sudden your vehicle's getting pelted by snowballs, you don't know what's going on, and you're going to jump out and you're going to react the way that you've been trained. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying I sort of understand it. So think about that. Planning a snowball fight in an intersection with 100 people, there could be other consequences besides getting a little snow in your face. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.